Hey, are you almost ready, kitten? Kitten? Kitten, what's going on? Are you okay? What do you mean you couldn't find anything to wear to dinner tonight? Why don't you wear that pretty black dress we got last weekend together? You know, the one that's really tight so it shows off your amazing body. I remember seeing you try it on in the changing room and then you having to pry my hands off of you. It would look really good considering I'm wearing this light blue number. Though, if you wanted to be a bit bolder, you could always go for that navy one with the jewels. It's a little low cut, so I can help contour your breasts to make them look fuller if that would help. I might start to get jealous of the attention you attract, though. That was always my thing. Would you want to wear either of those tonight? I'm getting the feeling this isn't about dresses, is it? It doesn't take a genius to figure out that something deeper is bugging you, Kitty. Is it something that you would like to talk about? I'm so sorry to hear that. If I had known it was your chest, I wouldn't have said anything. Here, why don't I cancel the reservations tonight and we stay in? I don't mind, Kitty. As long as I get to eat yummy food and spend time with you, I'm happy. It doesn't matter if we're doing it at a fancy restaurant, surrounded by strangers, or at home, with just the two of us on the couch. Spending time with my girlfriend is always a pleasure. I think there's a better outfit that you might like to put on. I was going to surprise you with this later, when we came home to be exact, but I think you might need it right now. So don't look. I gotta get it from behind all this stuff. Ugh. I hid it back here so that you wouldn't find it earlier this week. There we are. Do you know what this is? Sometimes called a baby doll, other times called a chemise. It's a cute short satin nightgown that I want you to put on. Do you think you could do that for me? Good girl. You put this on for me in here and then meet me in the bedroom. I have another little surprise for you, Kitty. Don't keep me waiting for too long. Look at you. Lavender is definitely your color, kitten. Give me a spin. Holy shit. You look stunning. I can't get over how beautiful you are in this. It really brings out your eyes. How do you feel? That's good to hear, but I am definitely not done with you. I have another surprise. Lift up your chin for me. Perfect. Now stay just like that. I need to add the finishing touch. A pretty collar wrapped around your neck. I know it's something we've been talking about for a while. Adding a collar like this while we play. I thought you had earned it. You've done so well for me this week. I wanted to spoil you a bit. Now look at me. You're stunning, Kitty. Can't believe the difference the collar makes. Do you have any idea how gorgeous you are right now? Of course you don't. A muse is always blind to her own beauty. That's okay. I guess that just means I'll have to show you what I'm seeing. Oh, that's it, Gideon. You like how the collar feels against your neck as the satin shimmies across your skin. Starting to get excited from my hand squeezing your ass. You press your breasts against me. Don't worry. I've got you, Kitty. I know exactly what you need. Listen to you. Getting more turned on as my hands continue to tease. If I cross a boundary at any point, what are you going to say? And if your mouth just so happens to be occupied, show me your safe signal, Kitty. Very good. I want you to get on your back and lay on our bed. Didn't even wait for the next part of the instructions. Too eager to see what I have planned next. Not used to the slip and slide of the chemise against the sheets. You welcome my weight on top of you. Pinning you firmly to the mattress. Thighs straddling either side of your hips. You feel the strap that I was hiding underneath my dress. Was the final part of your surprise tonight? Whoops. You remembered to wear the plug I told you, right? Good girl. I'll be checking later just to make sure. Starting to lower the satin that's been covering your breasts, revealing your nipples to me. Collar wrapped tightly around your neck. Causing your need to grow, you arch into my mouth. Stifling a moan as my fingers reach out. It's okay, Kitty. You can let out any sound you want. No reason to keep it in. I just love your tits so much. Taking a nipple in each of my hands. It's so hard to ignore them. whether they're in a giant t-shirt so I can just see the vague outline of the hardened little nubs, or if you're wearing something tight like this, leaving very little to the imagination. Fits so perfectly in my hands, letting out a moan as my thumb brushes against the sensitive skin. Looks so perfect on you. It's so hard for me to keep my hands to myself, let alone my mouth. Squeezing both of your tits in my hands as you arch into my touch. You want more, don't you? Someone is certainly excited to see what she's getting next. No idea what I have planned. Just know that you're going to enjoy it. It's okay, kitten. Don't pout. You're going to have my hands back in just a second. I need to rearrange myself so that my strap can go inside you. But first, I need to take out the plug. Since you were such a good girl for me, making sure you were prepared beforehand, that makes this next part so much easier for me. You didn't want to have to wait when we got home, did you? For once, I'm grateful for your lack of patience. I think if I had to wait a few more minutes to get my strap inside you, I might burst into flames. Eager hole fluttering around nothing, almost as if you're beckoning my strap inside. And yet, my eyes still go to your perky tits. You look so fucking hot like this. And now I'm going to wreck you for it. Going to take my strap properly, aren't you? There you are, kitten. Nice and easy. It feels good to have something inside you, doesn't it? That's all you need, kitty. Reaching up to hold on to me as I find a pace. My hands return to your tits. You didn't think I was going to be able to leave them alone for long, did you? Silly kitty. You know how much I adore your breasts. I've only gotten more sensitive since I started playing with them more frequently. I think if I tried hard enough, one day you could have a nipplegasm. Do you like the sound of that? Think about it. We could make an entire scene out of it. I could tie you to the bed, a limb at each of the posts so that you're spread eagle for me. I could put on a sexy little number, something black and strappy that shows off every curve, every pudge of soft skin, leaving nothing hidden. I would crawl on top of you and start off easy. Maybe use my hand, start to work you up. Edge you once like that to be generous. just to help you get started before I switch completely to your breasts. My tongue flicking over one as my hand twists the other. You would be on cloud nine, wouldn't you? I can already imagine the sounds you would make, kitten. The moans I would be hearing as you got closer. You sound good like this, but I know I can make you needier. You're not desperate enough for my liking, kitty. But I know I can fix that. Strap continuing to fuck into you. You pull me closer, not wanting to let go. Need something to hold on to while my fingers twist your nipples, don't you? You're feeling so good as I continue to worship your breasts. They fit your body so perfectly. Obsessed with how good your tits look. I'm sure you know that already with how my eyes instantly go to your chest whenever you wear anything that even remotely shows them off. You don't even realize how sexy you are, how much you've changed, how far you've come. You've made so much progress. You should be enjoying it, not beating yourself up. Your breasts are the perfect size, especially for me. Can't stop squishing them in each of my hands. You're not going to have an easy time putting on a shirt tomorrow. Not with how I haven't left these nipples of yours alone for even a second. Moaning. Moaning with every thrust of my hip. The strap has taken a backseat to the pleasure growing from your chest. My quick fingers continue to twist and turn the hardened butts as you let out moan after moan, unable to catch your breath. Oh, fuck right there. Such a good girl, taking what you're given, squirming underneath me. Don't want you to ever feel self-conscious about your tits, kitty. You've got breasts that anyone would kill for. You forget that small boobs are considered elegant, something that goes with everything. You have the perfect size, kitten. And I love every inch of your beautiful body. Even if you don't, that just means I'll have to love it twice as hard until you learn. I'll wait as long as it takes. If it's you, it's worth it. Oh, backing up against me. You continue to squirm. You just can't keep still. Need to move, need to clench, need to do something, anything. It's alright, kitty. It's okay. I know the sweat beating around your collar is a little much, but you can take it. You love how my strap makes you feel. You don't want to give it up now, do you? My hands continue to play with your perky breasts, teasing and squeezing as you rock into my touch. Trying your best to meet my thrust. You can't help yourself. Your hand reaches between the two of us as you start to play. Oh, that's it, kitten. You're all right. Rub yourself for me, just like that. You want to come, don't you? It's what you deserve. Your nipples are feeling really good. So sensitive from the treatment. Enjoy it while you still can. Whining as you feel me squeeze them both at the same time. My hips never stopping. Look so sexy impaled on my strap. Keep moving your hips for me. It helps me feel good. Brings me closer to the edge with you. Tomorrow, you're going to be so sore. Every brush of fabric against your nubs is going to make you think about this, isn't it? You're going to move to sit down and feel a certain ache. Remember how my strap filled you up? You're going to reach for something and have your shirt press against your tits and let out a hiss. You're going to look in the mirror, see the faint bruises from the collar around your neck, and you're going to reach out and touch it. My good kitten. So fucking sexy. Have no clue how stunning you look. Could probably guess from how I've never stopped touching you. My hands never leaving your chest, not even for a second. The sounds you make as I tease your nipples are too good to resist. Just watching you fall apart like this, it's almost too much. Every thrust inside you pushes you that much closer to the edge. Your voice sounding so debauched. You feel so good. All you can do is moan as your hole gets erect. Oh, fuck. I love how you sound so fucking much. You take my cock so perfectly. I don't think any woman has ever looked as good as you split open on my strap. Feeling myself get closer with every press of the toy against my sheath. But you start to rock against me again, trying to help me out. Such an eager kitty. That's what I like to see. You're making me so happy. Keep it up. I can feel how close I'm getting. You're doing a great job. Yes, you are. Right there. Collar heavy around your neck. You arch into my hands as I twist your nipples. You don't want me to stop, not when you're this close. I'm going to be a good girl and come when I tell you to. Always make me so proud. You've come so far. I know you might not see it, but I do. I see it every day. I get to feel it too. I'm so lucky. You're so fucking beautiful, kitty. Why don't you let go for me? I'm so close, I can't hold on anymore. I want to watch you come. You've earned this. You deserve this, kitten. Let go. Come on my strap. Come on me.
How are you feeling? Are you feeling a little bit better? Should probably stop playing with your breasts then. I know you aren't feeling the best about them and are wishing they were bigger. If it makes you feel better, coming from a woman with a huge rack, they aren't all they're cut out to be. bras cost like $70 for a decent one. And half the time, they aren't even cute. Sure, they're a great outfit accessory. But my back is in constant pain. I would honestly love to be smaller. I kinda think you have the ideal size. I've always had a thing for women with flattered chests. I think it's just such a sexy look. Being able to hold all of it in both of my hands and squeezing. I'm also a firm believer that all boobs are good boobs, which includes yours. You don't need to have giant breasts to be considered feminine or pretty. There are even some girls without breasts, whether it's from breast cancer or they just got top surgery by choice. Your femininity is not defined by how big your breasts get. No one else gets to decide what you are. Only you can. You say you're a woman, so you're a woman. More importantly, you're not just some random woman. You're my girlfriend, whom I love very much, and I want to spend the rest of my life with. Do you think I would want to spend the rest of my life with someone I didn't find hot? There's only one woman for me, and it's you, kitten. It doesn't matter to me if your breasts stay the size, or if they grow bigger, or if in a couple years you want to get an augmentation or something. I want you to do what is going to make you feel the most confident. It's about making you feel the best in your body. But if you're asking for my opinion, I happen to think these are the perfect size. Your tits look so fucking perfect on your body. You can also get push-up bras, so then you can make them bigger if you want. Or you can go braless, or even wear something backless. I'm starting to make myself jealous, because I know I'll never be able to do any of this. Maybe you should let me dress you up sometime. When you're feeling better. Obviously. Tonight feels like a pajama and pizza kind of night, doesn't it? Then let's take it easy. Let's do just that. It doesn't matter if we're at some fancy restaurant, all dressed up and looking nice, or if we're in our pajamas and watching the same episode of some shitty TV show for the 50th time. As long as I'm spending time with you, then it's time well spent. You are worth every ounce of love that I pour into this relationship. You're the woman of my dreams, and I don't want you to think that this changes anything. I love you. There's nothing you could ever do to change that, kitten.